But could you explain to us the right and wrong of pruning?
Well, some people think that pruning is topping, but topping is not pruning. Topping is generally not a recommended practice, and that means when you're just basically reducing the whole top of your tree down more than 30%.
Okay.
There are methods to top. It's called crown reduction, where you take the taller branch back down to a smaller branch at a fork. It's called drop crotch pruning. That is a recommended arboriculture way to prune. But a lot of what people call pruning that gets done here and everywhere else is they just, somebody will go up in a tree and just basically take a chainsaw just...
Yeah, you get a height and you just kind of go from there.
You just sort of round it over, yeah. And that's not a recommended practice for tree pruning. Topping does, does occur, but a lot, usually if topping occurs in our company, it's for vista pruning, and where that's...
You're trying to get a view.
You're trying to obtain a view and...
Still not kill the tree.
And not kill the tree, and even though it's not a recommended practice for vista pruning, you're trying to obtain a view, and unfortunately sometimes, the health of the tree is not as... to the customer is not as important as the view is. So there are differences.
I mean, that kind of answered my question too, Randy. You see so many times when you're driving down the road and you see this tree, a big, beautiful tree, and then you come back through a few weeks later and
it's butchered.
Yeah, it looks like just a big stump with a couple limbs hanging on it.
Yeah, and if you come back 2 or 3 years later, you'll look at that same tree and where they've topped it, you'll notice that rot has started in there because... The tree does not have the ability to heal or regrow over that 6-inch cut. It may look like it's growing, but those limbs are growing out of the side and not out of the top. And you have a cavity of rot going down, and then a lot of times 5, 10, 15 years later, as those limbs that are growing out the edge keep growing, they will fail from the rot that's in the interior of the tree.
Basically from their own weight.
Yep.
They destroy from within.
Right. Well, if you're pruning it correctly, though, you're actually going to help the tree. You're not going to have to worry about that.
That is true. I mean, if you prune it, you will not create more problems for yourself. I mean, even if you prune a tree, it could still be acceptable to an ice or storm damage. But you will generally, a properly pruned tree is... less likely to have damage than a tree that's unpruned.
Well, I was down in the southern part of Georgia here a few years ago, and they had a big, I thought it was a white oak, but it's evidently called a water oak that they have. And the trunk of the tree was like 8 foot across at the bottom. Then you had limbs that were 3 foot sticking out. And then they had all these, they didn't have cables, but what they had was they had big threaded rods holding all these limbs up. And I'd never seen that before.
It's a method called cabling and bracing. I guess it's probably been around, well over 200 years. There's two methods now that most arborists use. One is we do use rods where we bore a hole through the tree and attach a rod from one trunk side of the trunk to the other, and then into the canopy if we're trying to tie one trunk or one leader to the other leader to prevent it from splitting out to give it more structural support. Then we use cables to attach one side to the other and try
to keep it in balance.
Yeah, keep it in balance and also keep it from... a lot of trees have what's called a weak crotch or a V-crotch, and those two trunks are weak, and so if you put a cable system in them, you're supporting those trees, those two trunks, so you don't lose the two tops during the storm damage.
You see that a lot, I guess, with fruit trees, but more and more with landscaping, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Like typical landscaping trees. And I guess the advantage of that versus going ahead and changing that tree out, cutting it down, replacing it, you can get a bigger tree and still maintain the health.
Well, I mean, if you've got a 24-inch diameter red oak or a maple, You can't replace it. So,
right.
I mean, it's...
That's years, isn't it?
So, you're talking, 50, 60 years of growth. So
sure.
Most people, unless they're real young, won't be around to see that. So they... And a young landscape tree is not going to provide you the shade or...
Exactly. exactly. Before we get into the break, I do have another question that kind of sparked it. When you're looking at changing trees, whether it you got to take one down because it's dying or whatever, how do you go about? You can grind the stumps down, and can you replace another tree there?
Yeah,
or do you need to?
You can, if you grind the stump out completely, if you wanted to put another tree back in that exact spot, you could do that.
Okay.
When you see, like a few years ago, we had that massive rain. Over here at Hound Deer's, they had a big old red oak that fell over. That just blew over the root ball and all. And the root ball really didn't look like it was that deep in the ground.
No.
Is the misconception of the taproot not going down in the ground as deep as I would think? Or
Everybody thinks the tree roots are 3 or 4 feet down into the soil, but generally the majority of your tree roots are from 6 to 12 inches down in the soil. And so that's why when we have construction damage to trees from the grading, that's where we usually, they get into the tree roots a lot quicker than most people realize, because they're only 6 or 12 inches deep. And so that's why you have.
So that enables the wind and stuff to blow them over when the tops are too heavy.
Yes.
Boy, that's a pretty tree too.
Well, it's amazing how the beautiful trees you see over, and like you said, looks like they're held up by a few inches of roots.
I think they actually tried to turn that tree back over.
Probably did not work well.
We're talking about trees with Hunter's Tree Service right here on All About Home Construction.
Next time you adjust your thermostat, think about